Christopher, Christopher McCowan, McKeown, 32488. Mr. McCowan is a 36-year-old gentleman. Today is still 127. Comes in today complaining of cough, congestion, shortness of breath, sore throat, not feeling well, lightheadedness, fever, congestion, and sputum production. Period. In the paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, history of diabetes, hyperlipidemia, asthma, hypogonadism. His last blood work was done, showed A1C of 6.0. He is not taking any medication for his diabetes at this time, but he has extensive symptoms of sleep apnea with hypersomnolence, difficulty driving, watching TV, going to movies, and tiredness and increased weight. His sleep apnea also goes hand in hand with the low testosterone, 156. He hasn't been taking his testosterone for a few months, so we'll recheck in that as well today, period. In paragraph, he does smoke half a quarter pack a day. He's a diesel mechanic, has two children, married, drinks occasionally, undersocial. Allergies, erythromycin. Surgery, appendectomy, medical problems, has above medication, losartan 100 milligram once a day, potassium 10 milligram equivalent, atrovastatin doses not known, albuterol inhaler. COVID immunization, non family history, heart disease, no colon cancer. Patient is alert, awake, in the distress. He weighs 295 pounds. He's gained weight in the past year or so. Actually, lost weight in the past year or so, most likely because of his diabetes has been out of control. He's had symptoms mentioned above related to his cough and congestion and his bronchitis, and I've had hematemesis or seizure convulsion, period. 295 pounds, 97%, 98, 20, 76, 140 over 83, heart positive, 2 lungs, 2 bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pressure of pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological and non-focal. His COVID, flu, and strep are all negative. Number one, number two, sinusitis. Next one is bronchitis. Next one is must quit smoking. Next number is flu test is negative. Next number is rosefenogram. Now next one is dexamethasone. Next one is amoxicillin 500 BID. Next number is diabetes out of control. Next one is weight loss related to diabetes. Next one is low testosterone. Next number is we're going to start him on Mounjaro 2.5 milligram. Next one is obesity. Next one is sleep apnea. Next number is need a sleep study. Next number is check blood work. Next number is polycythemia multifactorial. Next number is he was told to give blood, but he hasn't done so. Next number is he promises he'll follow up on that this time. Next number, he has a cardiologist that he sees because of leaky heart valves. Next number, we didn't check his heart today, but we did check his carotid. He did have, with a family history of stroke, he has minimal blockages present. Next number is lymphadenopathy in the neck, suggestive of his current sinusitis and bronchitis. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is fatigue. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is BPH. Next number, come back next week to go over his blood tests. Next number, we talked about Mounjaro and how it works and why he should be on it. Next number, if any other changes noted or changes in his condition, he'll call me right away. Thank you.